Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And welcome to another Spiritual Queens Badass podcast. So thank you so much, guys, for joining me for another one of my podcast episodes. So today I have one of my all-time favorites who I've come across in my law of attraction journey, and it is the incredible Mr. Brad Yates. So I came across Brad's channel, his YouTube channel, probably a year and a half ago easily now, and it was recommended to me by my friend Charlotte when I was going through a really bad breakup and I just couldn't shift all the negative energies I had inside of me, the emotions I was holding on to, and I just wanted a way to release my emotions and to really feel positive along my law of attraction journey. So Charlotte recommended his channel and I came across EFT and I did think, what on earth is this? Because I thought, why am I tapping my face? What's going on here? But it honestly, it's the best thing I've ever done. I recommend it to absolutely everybody. If you don't know who Brad is, are you even a fan of mine? Because I mention him more than my mum, to be honest. So thank you so much, Brad, for joining me today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Emma. I'm happy to be here.
Perfect. So I've asked my followers some questions, and these are the questions they came up with. So for people who have never heard of you or never heard of EFT before, could you explain to my listeners what essentially EFT is?
Yeah, certainly. So it stands for Emotional Freedom Technique, although a lot of people just call it tapping now. And it is a process of tapping primarily on our face and torso with our fingertips. And I know that if you're new to it, it sounds a little strange. It's like, why would you do that? It's based on acupuncture. So for thousands of years in Chinese medicine, they've said there's a flow of energy through the body along these pathways called meridians. And when this energy is flowing naturally, we experience our natural state of health and well-being physically and emotionally. And when this energy gets stuck, we don't feel so great. And when we're not feeling so great, we don't make great choices. And so in traditional acupuncture, the doctor would stick needles in these key points to stimulate the healthy flow of energy. And we're just doing the same thing, basically, but just tapping on these points. And it clears out stress like nobody's business. There are clinical studies showing the stress is dramatically reduced. And so when we reduce that stress and we're feeling better, we think more clearly, we make better choices, whether it's in the actions we're taking or the thoughts we're thinking in terms of law of attraction, the energy that we're vibrating at, it all gets much better when we're able to clear that stress out.
Perfect. And where does EFT actually originate from? Who sort of created it?
Yeah, so a psychologist named Roger Callahan was the one credited with first coming up with this tapping process, and he called his technique Callahan technique or thought field therapy. He was working with a woman with a lifelong water phobia, and he had been learning about acupressure and thought, maybe I can at least help her with the physical symptoms using some acupressure. And she said that she experienced the fear primarily as a knot in her stomach. And so he said, okay, well, the meridian point for the stomach is under the eye. Let's tap there for a moment. And she said, it's gone, and starts running towards the swimming pool and was able to splash water in her face and was completely free from any of the uncomfortable feelings she'd had about water before. And so Dr. Callahan thought, well, that's interesting. And he started experimenting with different clients and found that tapping different points, he was able to clear out their emotional upsets. And then along came one of his first students, a gentleman named Gary Craig, who found a simpler version of it, tapping all the way through all the points rather than trying to figure out different points to use, and called this new version Emotional Freedom Technique.
Brilliant. I mean, it just fascinates me how it does actually release the emotions, because although you're not doing anything, you know, like counseling or anything like that, you're not talking about your emotions by just tapping, you know, your meridian points. It is fascinating that you can release these emotions that have been trapped inside of you, or, you know, which really hold you back. So how can we use EFT in our daily lives to not only make us feel better, but to use with law of attraction as well?
Well, that's where it's great with law of attraction, because we, in the law of attraction, the universe responds to our energy, to how we're vibrating. So if we have a negative reaction towards something, then we can be thinking about it all at once. So for instance, in law of attraction, I want to manifest I want to manifest this car. Like I really want to have this particular type of car. Say it's an Aston Martin. I want an Aston Martin, just like James Bond. So, and so I spend some time every day thinking about it. But if I have a lot of uncomfortable baggage about cars or Aston Martins or whatever, it's like, well, you know, it really guzzles too much gas, and you know, my friends would be jealous, and I really don't have a good place to keep, and I'd always be worried about where I park it. Then when I'm thinking about the Aston Martin, the primary vibration that I'm giving off is not one of, hey, universe, I really want this. It's, hey, keep this away from me at all costs. So we can go in then and look at, okay, what are the things that I might not be excited about with what I'm trying to manifest? And where does that come from? And there will be stress that comes up. So then we can tap through these points as we think about it, and either get to the point of recognizing, oh, you know what, that really doesn't bother me about this, and now I feel much more positive towards the object of my desire, or I decide, you know what, that's not really what I want, and I get greater clarity about what it is that I really want.
Fab. And how, I always get asked this, people say, how often should I be tapping? What is the right amount of tapping?
Well, I would recommend tapping on a daily basis, because this is, I think of this as energetic hygiene. We get stress, things come up in our daily lives, in our interactions with other people, with our work, with what we pick up from watching the television or listening to the news or reading the newspaper or whatever it is. There's all kinds of things that cause stress in us that we don't really pay much attention to, and that stress just builds up. Now imagine, likewise, you know, you're eating different foods and those foods are getting on your teeth and that builds up. But if we didn't do anything about that for several days, we'd have a problem and people would be avoiding us. So on a daily basis, we brush our teeth. So this is likewise, it's a type of hygiene to, on a daily basis, clear out stress, clear out uncomfortable feelings, and shift our thoughts about different things. So I definitely recommend doing some on a daily basis. As to how much, it depends how much time you might have. If you can spend 10, 15 minutes doing it, great. And there may be days when you want to do it longer. It's as with anything, it's like, what is the result that I'm trying to get? If you're focusing on clearing a negative belief about something, you know, you recognize, well, you know, I really want to manifest that Aston Martin, but something is, I've got these negative feelings about it, then you want to take as much time as you can, ideally, to be able to get that clear. So, you know, some people tap up to a couple hours a day. You know, when I'm doing a weekend-long workshop, we're tapping 8 to 10 hours sometimes. So I don't think there's an amount that's too much. We wouldn't want to do that on a daily, on a regular basis, because we want to be living our lives. But, you know, so doing at least some and then judging for yourself how feels good.
Good. That's good advice. And what should we be doing, the same videos all the time, different videos? Because I find that I have like my favorite Brad videos, but then I feel if I do them too much, I need more Brad videos. So what's the kind of best thing to do?
And I hope I've made that easy, given there's over 700 of them right now. You know, I'm not big on rules about this. It's kind of what I say to folks, find what works best for you. Some people will find it more personally satisfying to focus on one particular video and stick with that. Other people will find they really like switching back and forth. I like switching back and forth myself, because there's different wording comes up in different videos, different aspects, and sometimes you know, there's a lot of different aspects to our issues. So sometimes tapping on a video that may seem completely irrelevant can actually get in and do some deeper work, because we're not having, because sometimes when we're looking at a particular issue, part of us says, I don't want to clear that, I don't want to change that. And by tapping on a different video, it kind of sneaks in. It's like, okay, well, we'll work on something else. And, you know, telling that part of the unconscious mind, you can relax. And then we go in and we clear stuff that we might not have otherwise done.
I love that. So what inspired you to start your YouTube videos and all of the work you do? How did you first discover this?
So I learned about tapping. So I started out as an actor. I was toured around the world doing children's theater and had done a lot of theater. Then I decided I wanted to be a movie star, went to L.A. And in that process, I met a woman, fell in love, and got married. And when she was pregnant with our first child, I thought, maybe I should have a backup job. So I trained to become a hypnotherapist. I'd always been fascinated by the power of the mind. And started doing that and fell in love with it and realized that personal development work was really what my calling was. It was far, far more satisfying than acting. As much as I loved acting, I felt this is really what I'm here to do. And we left Los Angeles, and about that time, I learned about EFT. I took a one-day training with Gary Craig, and particularly when he had us tapping on chocolate cravings, he gave everyone Hershey's Kisses, and I went from an 8 or a 9 in how much I was craving that chocolate to not being able to eat it. I could not eat that piece of candy, and I did not eat chocolate for 2 years after that.
Wow.
And I thought, okay, this thing looks a little strange, but there's something to this. And so my hypnosis sessions, little by little, became tapping sessions. And then I had this idea of when YouTube was fairly new, I thought, hey, wouldn't it be cool if I created a video that people could use on a daily basis to just have a better day? And, you know, you could do it in the morning. And I thought, I'll call it Tap of the Morning. And that was all I ever intended to do. I had no idea of, hey, I'll start making videos to put on YouTube. I just thought, wouldn't it be cool if there was a tapping video on YouTube? Because as far as I knew, nobody else had done that yet.
Well, it's incredible.
Pardon me?
It's incredible what you've done with your YouTube. You know, how many subscribers have you got now? It's phenomenal.
At this point, it's 88,000 subscribers, I think, and a little over 19 million views.
Wow.
So, yeah, so it's funny because like I said, I had no intention of doing anything else. It was like 6 months after I did Tap of the Morning that I thought, you know, maybe I should have a video for people to end their day, and called it Tap of the Evening. And then a couple of months later, I had an idea for another video, and then another idea, and then I just started cranking them out. Yes.
And what other work is coming up for you? What else? So where else can people find you online?
Well, so thanks. They can find me at tapwithbrad.com. That's where I have, there's links to the YouTube. There's links to all kinds of different resources that I have, programs that I have that go a little bit deeper than a YouTube video can go. There's links to live events. I'm looking at, I have a couple of live events coming up in a few months and then over the course of the year. And so tell folks, Emma, how is a live event of mine?
I absolutely loved it. So I went to Brad's event in December in London with my friend, and I took along Amanda, who has never done tapping before, and she was a really good sport, bless her. She did it all. She really enjoyed it. But it was just really good to obviously meet Brad and be among his energy, but to meet other people who also did tapping. And I think because obviously I'm used to doing like a 3 or 4 minute video a day or an 8 minute video a day, to literally have 2 hours of tapping for, like, you know, a whole array of different situations which people from the audience brought up, it was just really good. And I think a lot of them helped me as well, which I didn't expect, but tapping for other people really helped myself. So the energy was really good, definitely. Yeah, I'd definitely do it again. You just need to come to London more often, Brad.
I've been doing it. I've been coming every 2 years for this decade.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Maybe I need to start coming every year. I mean, it's, you know, it's my favorite place in the world. But
you could have a world tour, Brad, honestly.
I'm worried. So I'm doing a big tour of Australia later this year. I'm looking at doing more live events. That's, for me, it's the most fun. And like you said, tapping with folks on other issues. So there's a phenomenon that we call borrowing benefits, where we can be tapping along with somebody else's issues and even saying the same words that they're saying, even if it doesn't seem like it's our issue, but we're still clearing stuff inside of ourselves because our mind can make associations and say, oh, this is similar to this. And even that, we're still, we're clearing off whatever stress we might be feeling, even if it has nothing to do with what's being talked about during the tapping.
Definitely. And can we create our own EFT practices? Because one of my friends keeps telling me, Emma, you can just tap for anything, just speak. And I'm like, there must be a system. There must be like a secret routine Brad does to make these work. So I've never done one. But can we actually make our own EFT to any circumstance?
Absolutely. And you don't even need to get caught up in the words. Especially if you're feeling something, if you're feeling stressed or angry or whatever you might be going through. The wording is designed to help us tune into the emotion, but a lot of times we're already there. We're right in the middle of the emotion, and so we can just be tapping silently. We will notice a difference. We can be saying the same word over and over, all this stress, all this stress, all this stress. We can be saying words to a song or a prayer. We can be humming. All kinds of things you do. So you don't need to get worried about, oh, I need to come up with the right words. You know, for me, I don't script anything. It's just having done this now for almost 18 years. And through the tapping process, I kind of clear out my my inhibitions and whatever might stop me, and just allow myself to be much more open to download information and just say what I feel inspired to say, which oftentimes is right on the mark, and often enough that people like what I do.
Yeah, no, when I met you at the event, I said to you, like, what have you got plans? And you said, absolutely nothing. I literally just, go with whatever comes to me. And I thought, that's incredible. Like, that is the way to do it, definitely. Because then you just receive intuition. And like you say, you download the information of what needs to be shared. So I think by like being relaxed in that sense, you kind of open yourself up to what the audience actually needs.
Yeah, yeah, it's tuning into to what the group is and what's going on for folks. And yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of different ways to do it. And I have a lot of wonderful colleagues who do tapping in very different ways. And so there's not one right way. We, it's like with music. Some of us like one artist more than another artist. We, particularly resonate with their kind of music. But there's a lot of ways to do it. So I just tell folks, experiment. The videos are there to help folks go through when they want to be guided, but you can just tap on yourself without saying anything or whatever comes to mind.
Brilliant. I think that's probably helped a lot. Well, it's definitely answered my questions, but I think it's definitely answered everybody else's questions. So I will link all of Brad's details, channel, website, everything down below in the description box for you to have a look at. But definitely, if you haven't tried EFT, please, please try it. It's my number one recommendation of raising your vibration, feeling good, and getting rid of any limiting beliefs from your past, from the present. And, exactly what Brad said, it's not a case of doing it once and you're cured. It's definitely a routine you have to keep up. And, it's just self-maintenance, definitely self-maintenance, and, giving yourself the commitment to making your life better. So, Brad, you mentioned earlier that you wanted to do a round of tapping. What would you like to do?
Well, I don't know, Emma. What do you want to do?
Oh God, don't put me on the spot.
It's your podcast.
Well, let's do one for my followers, because I'm trying to think what they always say to me. A lot of them have a lot of self-doubt. They want videos and things for self-doubt, or maybe confidence, I think.
Yeah, well, there's two sides of the same coin, basically. So I'd ask everyone to go ahead and close your eyes. As long as you're not driving, take a deep breath. Let it go. And think about something that you want to do, whether it's, writing a book or creating a business, or if you had all the confidence in the world, what would you take on? So imagine yourself doing that. And say, I can do this. Just let that rattle around inside and rate that on a scale of 0 to 10 as to how true that feels. 10 being absolutely confident that I can do it, and 0 being I absolutely doubt that I can do it. And don't judge yourself harshly if the number is low. Just allow yourself to recognize, oh, that's where it is. That's what's getting in my way. Notice what thoughts, beliefs, and memories might come up around any doubts. Notice what physical sensations you might be experiencing. And take another deep breath, open your eyes. And if you're not sure where the tapping points are, you can go and check out on my website, tapwithbrad.com. You'll see where all the points are, so you can come back and listen to the podcast and to be clear about where they are. And real quick caveat here, I don't know who's listening, so I don't know what's going on for you. We will be talking about some emotional stuff that can be triggering sometimes. If a little bit of discomfort comes up, it usually gets cleared. But you need to decide for yourself. For instance, if you're going through a particularly emotional time, or there's a lot of heavy emotions right under the surface, you might want to wait until you've got someone there for emotional support. Or better yet, work with a practitioner to deal directly with what's going on for you. But for most folks, it's going to be absolutely fine. And that if you choose to tap along, you must take full responsibility for your own well-being. So I will say, I'll mention which points to tap, and then I'll say a phrase. And then Emma, if you'll be my echo voice and repeat back the phrase.
I was worried about this, how this was going to work, but I will be the echo.
Thank you. And then everyone else, just repeat the words along with Emma. So side of the hand. Even though I sometimes doubt myself.
Even though I sometimes doubt myself.
I choose to love and accept myself.
I choose to love and accept myself.
Even though I sometimes doubt myself.
Even though I sometimes doubt myself.
I choose to love and honor myself.
I choose to love and honor myself.
Even though I sometimes doubt myself.
Even though I sometimes doubt myself.
I wonder if I've got what it takes.
I wonder if I've got what it takes.
To do what I want to do.
To do what I want to do.
And have what I want to have.
And have what I want to have.
And even though I sometimes doubt myself.
And even though I sometimes doubt myself.
I choose to deeply and completely.
I choose to deeply and completely.
Love, honor, and accept myself.
Love, honor, and accept myself.
And maybe anyone else.
And maybe anyone else.
Who may have contributed to these doubts.
Who may have contributed to these doubts.
Tapping the eyebrow point. All this self-doubt.
All this self-doubt.
Side of the eye. All this lack of confidence.
All this lack of self-confidence.
Out of the eye. All these fears that I don't have what it takes.
All of these fears that I don't have what it takes.
Under the nose. All these beliefs that I'm not quite good enough.
All these beliefs that I'm not quite good enough.
Under the mouth. That I don't have what it takes.
That I don't have what it takes.
Collarbone. All this fear that I'm not good enough.
All this fear that I'm not good enough.
Under the arm. Even though part of me knows.
Even though part of me knows.
Top of the head. That's absolute rubbish.
That's absolute rubbish.
Eyebrow point. Totally based on misinformation.
Totally based on misinformation.
Side of the eye. If I believe I'm not good enough.
If I believe I'm not good enough.
Under the eye. I am mistaken.
I am mistaken.
Under the nose. If anyone else says that I'm not good enough.
If anybody else says that I'm not good enough.
Under the mouth. They're just confused.
They're just confused.
Collarbone. And I'm clearing these lies out.
And I'm clearing these lies out.
Under the arm. Because deep inside I know.
Because deep inside I know.
Top of head. I'm a magnificent child of the universe.
I'm a magnificent child of the universe.
Eyebrow point. Of course I'm good enough.
Of course I'm good enough.
Side of the eye. And I'm capable of more than I know.
And I'm capable of more than I know.
Under the eye. Maybe I doubt myself.
Maybe I doubt myself.
Under the nose. Because I've made mistakes in the past.
Because I've made mistakes in the past.
Under the mouth. Because I haven't achieved what I wanted in the past.
Because I haven't achieved what I've wanted to in the past.
Collarbone, and part of me says.
And part of me says.
Under the arm, if I could do it.
If I could do it.
Top it. I would have done it by now.
I would have done it by now.
Eyebrow point. If I haven't done it yet.
If I haven't done it yet.
Side of the eye, it means I can't do it.
It means I can't do it.
Under the eye. And that is just crazy talk.
And that is just crazy talk.
Under the nose. Because there are so many things I can do today.
Because there's so many things that I can do today.
Under the mouth, that I didn't used to be able to do.
That I wasn't able to used to do. That I messed that one up.
Collarbone. Like when I learned to walk.
Like when I learned to walk.
Under the arm. It's not like I stood up once.
It's not like I stood up once.
Top of it. Fell down.
Fell down.
Eyebrow point. And decided, well, I haven't been able to walk yet.
And decided, well, I haven't been able to walk yet.
Side of the eye. Apparently I meant to crawl the rest of my life.
Apparently I meant to crawl for the rest of my life.
Under the eye. Just because I haven't done it yet.
Just because I haven't done it yet.
Under the nose. Doesn't mean that I can't do it.
Doesn't mean that I can't do it.
Under the mouth. And maybe I just have all this self-doubt.
And maybe I just have all this self-doubt.
Collarbone. As a way of keeping me safely in my comfort zone.
As a way of keeping me safely in my comfort zone.
Under the arm. I doubt myself to protect myself.
I doubt myself to protect myself.
Top of the head. Because if I don't believe I can do it.
Because if I don't believe I can do it.
Eyebrow point. Then I don't have to change my life.
Then I don't have to change my life.
Side of the eye. Even if everything in my life is crap.
Even if everything in my life is crap.
Side of the eye. It's my crap.
It's my crap.
Out of those. I know where it goes.
I know where it goes.
Out of mouth. Changing it seems really hard.
Changing it seems really hard.
Collarbone. So doubting myself leaves me stuck.
So doubting myself leaves me stuck.
Out of the arm. Which part of me thinks is the safest?
Which part of me thinks is the safest?
Top of it. And I'm clearing all that crap out now.
And I'm clearing all of that crap out now.
Eyebrow point. Because I deserve better.
Because I deserve better.
Side of the eye. Because I'm capable of better.
Because I'm capable of better.
Under the eye. Because I'm better than that.
Because I'm better than that.
Under the nose. And if I didn't believe that.
And if I didn't believe that.
Under the mouth. I wouldn't be doing this right now.
I wouldn't be doing this right now.
Collarbone. I manifested this opportunity.
I manifested this opportunity.
Under the arm, because deep down inside.
Because deep down inside.
Top of it, I know that I am plenty good enough.
I know that I'm plenty good enough.
Eyebrow point. That confidence is in there.
That confidence is in there.
Sadia, I'm clearing away the doubts.
I'm clearing away the doubts.
Onto the eye, clearing them at a cellular level.
Clearing them at a cellular level.
Onto the nose, and all the way back through my past.
And all the way back through my past.
Onto the mouth, revealing my true self.
Revealing my true self.
Collarbone, my badass.
My badass.
Collarbone. And I'm loving my confident self.
And I'm loving my confident self.
Top of head, in body, mind, and spirit.
In body, mind, and spirit.
And take a deep breath. Close your eyes and think again about that thing that you choose to do. And say, I can do it.
I can do it.
Rate that again on a scale of 0 to 10. And chances are that number has come up. And what sometimes happens, what's happened is it's like peeling layers of the onion. So even if it doesn't, numbers come up a lot or hasn't moved or even may have gone down because maybe you've gotten some, oh, here's why I don't think I can do it. And you're aware of some things that you hadn't been consciously aware of before. And then you can go and tap on those quickly. Or you can address them specifically. It's like, well, I don't think I can do it because I don't have enough education. Oh, great. So go get the education. That's easily done.
Definitely. Well, that really helped. Thank you so much. I feel, well, I always feel good after doing EFT, but I'm sure all of the listeners feel good as well. So thank you for that.
My pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, thank you for coming on the podcast. And like I said, everything I've spoken about and Brad's links will be in the description box down below for you to go and have a look at. But thank you so much, Brad, for joining me and good luck with everything.
Thank you. You too.
So thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope my interview with Brad has given you a greater insight into the world of EFT and helped you tap your emotions away. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate all the time you spend listening to my podcast. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here because I would love to see you again soon. Don't forget to leave me a comment in the SoundCloud comments below because I reply to them all. And if you want to find out any more information about myself or my Law of Attraction merchandise, then you can find it all at emmamumford.co.uk. And I will see you in my next podcast, which will be next week. Lots of love, guys.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.